All right, Jeremy Bradley here. We are back in Montreal. Remember, go to montreal.jbonair.com. All of the fun that we are having here in the city. I've got to say, seeing a tour of the city and hearing about all the food. So we've done, a cooking lesson. We've gone to restaurants. We've tasted maple products, of course. That's a big thing here because it is maple season. And I'm standing beside a giant wall at the Horizon Rock Center, and I'm a little bit scared. I'm joined here now by the owner, Maria. Now, okay, I'm nervous right now, but you're telling me that anybody can do this, right?
Of course. As you see, you have a little kids
over
there.
Yes, I see them. I see them. She's pointing them out the whole time.
So if they're able, you're able also. It's for everybody.
Well, that's what I want to know. So how able do you have to be? Because, I mean, I'm watching some of these people. They seem really flexible, but some people aren't stretching as much. But, I mean, there's also the points on the wall are really close together, so you don't have to be stretched like Spider-Man, like some of these experts are doing.
No, you don't. Actually, it's for everybody. If you're able to climb up a ladder, you would be able to climb. You're going to have different levels of difficulty. If you're starting, we won't give you the hardest route to climb, so we're going to give you something that's you're going to be able to do. But if you think that you want to try something harder, there's going to be something for you also.
Okay, so now explain to me, because we're connected by a rope, so what is that doing for me when I'm about to go up on the wall?
Okay, the rope is going to be there for your security. You're never going to use the rope to climb. The climbing is going to be doing with your feet and your hands. That's what you're going to be using. And I'm going to be the one holding the rope. You're going to be attached to it, and I'm going to be holding it just in case you drop the holds and you're going to be hanging on the rope. That's it.
Okay, wait a second. You're not coming up with me? Oh, this is great, folks. She's going to stay on the ground and make me go up. So, okay, if somebody's going to be doing this for the first time, maybe what two or three things, like what tips would you give somebody about to climb a wall for the first time?
Okay, the first thing is to concentrate on what you have in front of you. And you're going to be using all the holds to start with,
right?
Okay? You're going to try to put your feet in the holds, using from the toe part to the arch of your foot. You're going to try to put that part of your foot on the holds. When you think you don't have anything for your hands, because you're going to be looking at your hands all the time, but when you think you don't have anything, just look to your feet, and something else is going to come up and help you just get a little higher and get new holds for your hands.
Now I was looking at, there's the big spots and then there's the smaller ones, and you're saying the bigger ones don't necessarily mean that it's going to be easier, because there might not be a place to grip it, or your fingers won't fit perfectly on it, or your feet might slip. So don't focus on the big ones is what you're saying.
Just go try to hold the ones that are going to help you. So doesn't matter if they're big or small, you're going to try just to get the one is going to be in the right place.
Right.
That's the thing you're going to concentrate on.
Well, we'll see if it's easier said than done. All right, I'm going to head up the wall. When we come back, I will hopefully be back on the ground, and I will report to you how easy, she says it's easy, how easy wall climbing is. So we'll be right back right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.